Hey, good morning. It is
Morning.
4:20, April 20th, and 4:20, my youngest son, Stephen, he has a business that's really related to 4:20, and that's all the shout out we're going to give. Green to Go is the name of the company, and yes, it's what you think it is. It's for health and medical, and it's a good go. Today is Wednesday. The mind is the topic, and so let's get to it. What we talked about Monday, just in passing, just kind of like a fussy what if. How come the weekend is so short? Why couldn't we have a 4-day weekend? And I go, the more I kept thinking about it, I go, yeah, that could happen. So I started doing some research, and it's in the show notes. If you go to the GuyRCookReport.podbean.com, the links for the show notes that has all of the text that we discussed, they'll be there. Yeah, that. Thank you. And that bit of work will have the information. I went and got one link that talked about 8-hour shifts versus 12-hour shifts, what the research says. There are some professions that work 12-hour shifts, but they don't always get a 4-day weekend. They may get 4 days off in a row. Okay? So they'll work like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, work 12-hour shifts, and then they'll be off for the next 4 days, and then come back for three more, etc. And so over the history of that, eventually they'll line up with the weekend, have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then everybody will be insanely jealous. But right now there's not a hard and fast rule about the 4 days weekend, every weekend. Nobody's doing that. The one thing I did find, and this was in Fortune magazine, it'll be in the show notes, Sweden has been doing a lot of research into the 6-hour work day. Not necessarily weekend, but the work day is only 6 hours long. So you'd get off 2 hours before the traffic jam, that one that you dread when you commute home from work because all the cars are out there. Well, if you get off at 3 instead of 5, bazinga, you're out there in the roads when they're wide open. So search and explore the potential in your work environment for the 4-day weekend. Could you, in fact, work like in telecommuting, which I do many times, many hours of the day, just sit on the computer and talk? And those hours could be applied to a work week, I guess you could say. And so I could conceivably have a 4-day weekend. That takes some rearranging of things, but for repetitive tasks, for some certain jobs, some professions like nursing, telecommuting, the people that work in airlines, those kind of jobs where it's real repetitive. I don't know if I could be a baggage handler at the airline for 12 hours, but if I got a 4-day weekend behind it, yeah, I could rest up for 4 days. I think so. That could be it. So that's enough said about the 4-day weekend. A great thought and fueled the week real well since Monday for me. The shout out time now goes to the point of thanking Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. Says it all. If you're in Edinburgh, Scotland, you need someone that likes to clean. We just today saw a video, and Fraser was cleaning a place he's worked with for 6 years. You don't be a house cleaner for somebody for 6 years unless you're the company that likes to clean, and he does it right. Okay? So give that guy a call. The same time that you've got the phone dialing into Scotland, get a hold of Alba Digital Media. Alba Digital Media for your web hosting solutions, your website coding, your hardware solutions. He's waiting now for the NAS to arrive. Should be any minute now, and he'll have a knowledge about network accessible storage. Good way to go. Big thank you to Blab. Their interface makes it possible for this show to happen. And when you're on Blab at https://blab.im, you want to look for the logo. Ready? For Friends Just Chatting. Yes, there it is, friends. Go there Monday through Friday in the mornings usually, and it's closing time, it varies. And Friends Just Chatting with Friends. It's right there, no topic, very casual, very fun. The thank you for listening, and please consider, if you're got the YouTube going to hear us and you see us, then give that little link up there in the corner that says subscribe. Subscribe to our channel. We'd love to have you be part of the community. Listen to the latest podcast content. Of course, we're available, like I said, on the GuyerCookReport.podme.com. We're also on Stitcher Radio. We're on their profile in blab.im if they repurpose it there. We'll have content on Spreaker. That gives us access to about 4 million dashboards in America. The Podbean feed makes this happen on iTunes. So if you've got an Apple product and you want to listen on iTunes, we'll be there. And the Guyer Cook Report via YouTube that I just mentioned. And the show notes come out of a WordPress-powered blog, GuyerCookOnlineServices.com, WAC blog. All the show notes have the same evaluation question for the Guyer Cook Report. We'd like you to please take that and give it a look. If you like, there's a link there to become a patron of the podcast that's through podbean.com that they have this available. And enjoy that. Did I forget anything? I think. No? This is audio. The talking part, you can't shake your head because they won't hear it go. Unless you got marbles up there. I don't think so.
I was going to say, did we mention Hillary? I think we did.
Oh, well, Monday we did this shout out and we could do it again today. The new issue of Kent Women in Business. It's a magazine comes out in England, published and produced right there in the mother country. And it discusses the women that are in business in Kent, England. Hillary Steele is one of the partners that makes that happen. And a shout out to them, doing a fine job. And the other project they have is about live streamers. And so if you get a chance, Google that and look up live streamers, because that's going to be coming to a screen probably real close to in front of where you're at right now. So, as we say at the end of every show, I've got to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.